Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
So how were today's jobs numbers? Well, it depends on who you ask. The Obama administration says the 120,000 jobs created in March are further evidence of an economic recovery. And it's true, this has been the best 4 months of hiring in 2 years. But economists had expected an additional 200,000 jobs, and Mitt Romney's campaign is calling the numbers weak and troubling. So the jobs report and rumblings about VP picks, a little politics at the end of the week. Let's check in with Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC News. Rick, to the numbers first, what do you think, good or bad news for the Obama administration?
It's not good news, but it's not awful news. Look, when you're showing any positive numbers, that is a good thing, and the long-term trends are good here. But there is a troublesome sign in this, in that it's not nearly the number that you'd expect. The other thing that everyone in the White House is looking at is there a trajectory to get unemployment below 8%? That's sort of the magic number in politics, that presidents win re-election if the unemployment rate is below 8%. They tend to not if it's above it. This is not the kind of jobs growth number that you need to get there. They need more like 200,000 a month. So there's some trepidation that maybe some of the celebration of the economic recovery was a tad too soon.
Yeah, well, and the unemployment rate did drop to 8.2%, but as we have always noted, part of that is that people have stopped looking for jobs. So, you know, we have to keep an eye on that number. But meanwhile, there's been all sorts of rumblings today about potential GOP VPs. George Will's column is online at the Washington Post. It's making big waves. What is he saying?
George Will is hot on the Paul Ryan trail. Mm-hmm. He thinks that Paul Ryan is the right kind of person because he's so well-versed in the exact economic policies that President Obama has come out against, that he's a perfect foil for the Obama argument. He's also a big proponent of Bobby Jindal. He's only 40 years old. He is a dynamic Indian-American governor, a good story for the Republican Party to tell. He's a little bit cooler on Marco Rubio, who's at the top of a lot of people's lists, making the point that even under the best of circumstances, it's very hard to get Latino voters to vote Republican.
And by the way, you mentioned Jindal, of course, the Louisiana governor, Paul Ryan, the Wisconsin congressman, and people are saying that they had sort of a tryout this past week during the primary when Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney were side by side quite a bit, and a lot of people liked what they saw.
And I got to say, I don't think Mitt Romney has looked as comfortable next to another politician all cycle as he did next to Paul Ryan. They had an immediate sort of connection. You got the sense of Paul Ryan. People were starting to call him the sixth Romney son. There's a bit of a generational thing there, but Paul Ryan and his dynamic ideas around the budget, very compelling for Mitt Romney, who's a numbers guy.
Well, and then others today are talking about Ohio Senator and former George W. Bush administration official Rob Portman. Tell us more why.
Not a lot of flash with Rob Portman, but what you get is a ton of competence. The thinking going that John McCain made a huge mistake in Sarah Palin in sacrificing that part of the argument against President Obama, and that while Rob Portman isn't the most exciting person in the world, people just want to know that there's a vice president who could take over on a moment's notice.
Well, and we'll add, the other day Sarah Palin threw someone else's hat in the ring, Congressman Alan West.
That's right. Sarah Palin says this would be a rogue choice. Alan West is a Tea Party favorite. He's African-American congressman from Florida, a brand-new congressman. He hasn't made a lot of friends in Washington, but that's kind of the point. He is a strong Tea Partier, and Mitt Romney does not have a lot of ties to the fiscal conservative wing of the party, the Tea Party wing that brought so much energy in 2010. Alan West would be, for them, a true rock star added to the ticket. I don't know anything about his relationship with Mitt Romney. I have a hard time thinking that Mitt Romney would make a choice of someone that he isn't very comfortable with, but he's got some time to get to know Mr. West and anyone else that might be on the list.
Is it too early for all of this? I mean, does this mean that, well, you can kiss any of these candidates goodbye? Because there's no surprise factor. By the time the convention rolls around, it'll be such old news.
Yeah, I think it is too early to really focus on this stuff. The history of these things is that there's a political choice that gets made here. You only get to do it once. So we can have a great time speculating about the Veep stakes now, but there's one guy who's going to make this choice, and he's not going to do it until the very moment that he has to.
Okay, well, it was fun. Rick Klein, a senior Washington editor for ABC News and host of the political webcast Top Line. Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you.